when you see somebody with a dog wearing one of those service animal vests, how do you know it's legit and not just somebody's pet? Because you can just buy one of those vests online, put it on a dog, and take them wherever you want. Our next guest says it's a problem that's harming not only the people who actually need service dogs, but in some cases, the general public. This weekend, a new law is scheduled to take effect in Alabama that will penalize people who falsely identify their dogs as service animals. Our guest says that doesn't go far enough. Francis McGowan is the executive director of Service Dogs Alabama. Francis, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, there's a lot of confusion, I think, for people who don't deal directly with service animals. What makes a dog, say, a service animal versus what people call emotional support animals or things like that?
Well, often people get emotional support animals and service animals, service dogs. Dogs are the only animals that can be service animals. Service dogs, animals, emotional support animals, and therapy animals. And they get these confused quite often. Therapy animal is one that is trained in just basic commands, and it's taken to hospitals and nursing homes to do reading programs in schools by its owner. So it's an owner handler, and the dog works usually a couple of hours at a time. And then an emotional support animal is an animal that is assigned to somebody with a doctor's order, but it falls under the Fair Housing Act. It is not under the American Disabilities Act. And so it has to do with the animal being able to reside with the person who has the disability. And then a service dog is one that is trained to go into public, has public access everywhere, except for places that it would be a health risk, like in operating rooms, sometimes emergency rooms. And so it does have public access, and it is trained to do tasks that assist the person with a disability to live a more normal life and be independent.
How common is it for people to, in effect, fake having a service dog, to say their dog is a service dog when it is not?
Well, you're looking at two different issues here, because the person may not have a disability and they just want their pet dog to be with them. So the person is faking a disability. And then you have people that actually have a disability, but they have an untrained dog. They have a pet that they're attached to, so they just buy an internet vest and put it on it. So you've got fake people, and then you have fake dogs that are not trained to be service dogs.
Now, for people who have that legitimate need for a service dog and have a trained service dog, what kind of problems does this cause for them when you have people, as you say, just buying some kind of service animal vest online and slapping it on an untrained dog?
Well, let me say something about the vest online first, because the vest companies, the people that sell the vests and the IDs online, are never hold anybody accountable for anything. You fill out some paperwork, they send you an ID card, and they send you a certificate, and they'll send you a vest. And so nobody ever sees the dog or interacts with the dog or the person. So they have no clue. But the names of these organizations are things like U.S. Registry for Service Animals, or United States Certification for Animals, American Certification for Service Animals. So they sound like they are government entities, and they are not. So it's a problem, because people sometimes just don't know. They don't know. They think they are registering their animal to be a service animal with the United States government and under the ADA law, which they are not. So the problems that this is causing, and people, the regulations are changing, because now entities that are using different types, like, for instance, airlines have now had to put in more stringent guidelines for people bringing animals onto their planes, because I don't know if you've flown lately, but sometimes it feels like you're in a barnyard on those airplanes. So they have gotten stricter. Those are mainly emotional support animals. And in actuality, there's a lot of there's a lot of misinterpretation of the Fair Housing Act as it pertains to emotional support animals, including that they really are the law was originally designed, I believe, the law was originally designed to allow people who did have anxiety problems and some disabilities that did not really need a dog for independence, but was very reliant on the dog in the home to keep a dog with them where they lived. And the ADA is not like that. The dogs that are service animals are literally life-saving and life-changing dogs. These people have a very hard time even being in a public area without the support of a service animal and the task that it performs for them.
Talking to Frances McGowan, Executive Director and co-founder of Service Dogs Alabama. A new law in Alabama targets people who say their dogs are service dogs to get them into, say, restaurants and other public places, but they really aren't. So what changes, Frances, under this new state law there in Alabama?
Well, what it does, and other states have implemented other restrictions and guidelines, but mostly they are voluntary registration programs in different states. Our law was created to warn people about having animals that were fraudulent. However, we still are under federal law. We are still under the ADA law. And the ADA law says that you are able to ask people two questions. One is this a service animal? And the second one is, what tasks is he trained to do for you? And those are the only two questions that you can ask. And obviously, a person that's taking a fake service dog out or a dog that is untrained, then they're going to tell you it's a service dog. And you cannot ask anything further than that. Now, there are reasons that a dog can be asked to leave a place of business or a public place. And they are things like the dog is completely disruptive to the other customers, or the person is unable to manage the dog by himself or get the dog under his command, or the dog becomes aggressive toward people or other dogs, or he's not housebroken, or he's completely destructive in an area, which would also be the disruption of business. So you have reasons that you can ask a dog to leave, but you don't have the authority to get them to demonstrate anything. And anytime you're asking for an ID card, you don't know if you're getting a real one from an organization that has trained a dog or a place where this dog has gone through training, and or if somebody has just purchased one online. You just don't know, and you can't ask.
And Frances, in our last minute, is there a better change, a better system you'd like to see put in place?
Well, I would like one of the really good things about all of the states implementing different laws is that it does get the federal government to recognize that we're all dealing with a real problem with fake and untrained service dogs. It is a huge problem. It can be a safety issue and has been a safety issue in our state. And it's very destructive, and it harms the people who really do need these animals to assist them.
But is there a federal change that you think might help solve that, just briefly?
Yes. There needs to be some kind of a federal regulatory system for accountability for service dogs and for the people who have them. There needs to be guidelines. There needs to be guidelines at all. There are hardly any guidelines whatsoever. And there's no way for us to ask people any questions that would let us know if that truly was a service dog or not. Even if you ask a person, what task is this dog trained to do for you, and they can't answer the question, there is still not much or nothing that you can do.
We'll leave it there. Frances, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for calling me.
That's Frances McGowan, executive director and co-founder of Service Dogs Alabama. We talked through about the problems caused by people falsely identifying their dogs as service animals. Her state, Alabama, just has a law that's coming into effect to try to deal with that issue.